My guest at this time is South Carolina Republican Congressman Tom Rice. He represents the Palmetto State's 7th Congressional District, and he's also leading the charge to sue the Obama administration on behalf of the United States House of Representatives. The charge, that the president has not lived up to his obligations under Article 2 of the Constitution to faithfully execute the laws as they are written. And, sir, thank you very much for being with us.
Well, Greg, it's my honor to be on your show.
Well, let's start with what exactly this lawsuit claims and what you're asking for here. How did you decide to bring this forward?
As you say, Article 2, Section 3 requires the president to faithfully execute the laws in the United States. Everybody's bound by the law, right on up to the president. He's not exempt. And I have been getting questions, a lot of questions from constituents, with the president unilaterally waiving this law or saying he wasn't going to enforce that law. And I sat down with the legal experts at the Congressional Research Service, and this is what we came up with.
It's officially called House Resolution 442, the Stop This Overreaching Presidency.
It's called the Stop Resolution, yes, Stop This Overreaching Presidency. If a president is allowed to pick and choose which laws he wishes to enforce, it creates tremendous opportunities for wrongdoing. I mean, what would we say if the next president who came in decided that he didn't like Obamacare and he just wasn't going to enforce any part of it? Or what would we say if a president decided that he wasn't going to enforce the maximum bracket on the income tax, or wasn't going to enforce the income tax on his political friends? Of course, those things wouldn't be tolerated. And, you know, we've got really similar type of lines going on here with Obamacare. I mean, we've got the president giving 1,300 exemptions. We've got him waiving the employer mandate for businesses, but applying the individual mandate for the common citizen. And it's not right. It's the law's got to be applied uniformly. The president has some discretion in enforcing the law, but it's my belief that he's going way beyond that.
I think a lot of our listeners are aware of the employer mandate. As you mentioned, there have been other aspects, enrollment deadlines, that sort of thing, that have been changed as of late. Any other issues, any other pieces of legislation, either that came before he was president or since he's been president, that you feel that he's violated this part of the Constitution on?
Well, in the Stop Resolution, we list four specific things. One is the waiver of the work requirements under the welfare law. One is the granting legal work status to illegal immigrants en masse. One is the waiver of the employer mandate under the Affordable Care Act. And the fourth is the extension for 1 year of the ability of the insurance companies to sell quote-unquote substandard insurance policies, which in this case substandard means any insurance policy that people actually want to buy. So those are the four things we've listed, but we left the bill open so that we could add others in the legislative process.
Let's talk about the legal aspects of this now. I know you've researched this. How did you come to the conclusion that the House of Representatives as a whole would probably have a better chance at getting a court to look at this favorably than one member?
Well, yeah, there's been cases in the past where individual members have sought standing and the courts have ruled they didn't have it. But there have also been cases where the institution of the House of Representatives have brought lawsuits and their standing has been upheld, and particularly in the areas of subpoenas where administration didn't want to comply with the subpoena and the court enforced the subpoena for the House.
And one major difference in this resolution than other resolutions is this will not require Senate approval as well, correct?
That's correct. That was one of the reasons that I chose this route. I didn't think that Harry Reid would be very interested in participating in this.
What do you sense is the timetable on the House considering this? And have you gotten any sort of reaction from Speaker Boehner, Leader Cantor, or anybody else in leadership about how excited they are about this?
I didn't go to them before I filed the bill to seek permission. I went and sought a number of co-sponsors. I have 34 right now. I have spoken to Cantor about it, and he seems interested in it. I think the chances of it hitting the floor are decent, pretty good. And as many people can call their representatives and let them know that they're interested in this, the better chance it'll get on the floor. And we have a place you can email. It's stop.resolution@mail.house.gov. You can send an email there to show that you want to be a citizen co-sponsor, or you can go to my website, www.rice.house.gov, and you can send me an email, or you can sign up for my newsletter and find out what we're doing and how we're doing it and keep up on the progress of this resolution.
Congressman, it was just a couple of weeks ago that the House Judiciary Committee had a hearing, and I don't believe you're on that panel, but the theme of the hearing was the president's overreach from the executive branch. And there was at least one liberal-leaning law professor who agreed pretty much with what you're saying here. Have you gotten any sense that there are any actual Democratic lawmakers who would be sympathetic to this legislation, given the argument that you made earlier about if this was happening in the opposite direction, they'd probably be pretty upset about it?
Yeah, I would imagine we'll get some Democrats co-sponsoring this bill before it's over. I have not tried. I have three members of the Judiciary Committee are co-sponsors. I started working on this last July. What happened was, right after the extension of the employer mandate was in the press, one of the Democratic senators said, "How can the president do this?" And that's what spurred me to look at what we could do to force the president to enforce the law. And I sat down with CRS, and my question to them was, what can we do short of impeachment to simply get the president to enforce the law? And this is, we went through several meetings and a lengthy process, but this is what we came up with. And we feel like it's got a realistic chance of prevailing.
Last question, sir. If I had to guess, I would think that the administration's response and any Democrats that would not be in favor of your bill would say this is just the Republicans' attempt one more time to stop Obamacare from happening, even though it was passed through Congress. The president signed it. The Supreme Court upheld it.
I hear that a lot, but actually, what they don't want to enforce what was passed. That's the problem. They want to enforce the parts that they want. So, no, I agree with them. Let's enforce exactly what was passed. This isn't just about Obamacare. This is about other areas of the law as well, which I listed, that the president chooses for his own political expediency not to enforce. This isn't a Tea Party thing. This is not a Democrat versus Republican thing. This is not any personal animosity towards the president. It's simply what the president is doing undermines our constitutional protections, the separation of powers. Congress makes the laws. The president enforces the laws. And he's refusing to do that. He's not carrying out his constitutional duty, and I simply want him to do what he's required to do by the Constitution.
Congressman, it's a fascinating idea. We thank you for your time today. We look forward to following its progress.
Yes, sir, Greg. I appreciate it, and thank you so much for having me on your show.
South Carolina Congressman Tom Rice represents his state's 7th Congressional District. He is also the author of House Resolution 442, the Stop This Overreaching Presidency Act, also known as the STOP Act, designed to have the House of Representatives sue the President of the United States in order to force him to actively enforce the laws as they are written. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.